Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Welcome out for a fantastic show today, a show that's for you and about you, a show that's telling you, hey, it's okay. It's all about cash flow now. It's about getting your money working harder for you, so you don't have to work so stinking hard for that money. It's about that freedom, that cash flow, and that prosperity right now, not 30 or 40 years from now, but cash flow today that can give you that freedom and that ability and that time back to do what you love, to be with those that you love, and do whatever the heck you want. And so, but it's not just selfishly consuming. It's about being a creator. It's about being something more than just a consumer. You're here to create a ripple effect in other people's lives, just as I'm here to create a ripple effect in yours. And you know that as you liberate yourself, you can help others do the same. And so I welcome you guys on. Appreciate having you here. And thank you so much for being a part of this movement, being a part of this show. And also, my goodness, thank you so much for sharing and expanding and spreading the word about this. I love seeing that every day, every week, I keep seeing more and more of you joining, binging, downloading, whatever you're doing. Thank you so much. I appreciate you guys being a part of it. And thank you so much for those that have reached out to me as well that said, hey, Chris, I think I need some additional perspective here. I think I need some help. And so I can't tell you, man, I came back from vacation and I was slammed this last week. You know, I talked to you guys about all the time about working 10 or 20 hours a week. And this week was pushing darn close to about 30. And I know that sounds like a whiner, or it sounds like a horrible, you know, hashtag some sort of world problem. I'm not sure what you would call that, but you know what? I love it because the people, those of you that have been reaching out, you're exactly the type of people that I can best serve. And it drives me, it fires me up because I know I'm making a difference in your lives and many of you that I've never even talked to before. And so whatever stage you're at, whether we're talking and you're a client of mine, or even, you know, if you're just been binging and listening and eating this stuff up, thank you so much for being a part of it, because you know what? I can't create a ripple effect without you guys going and taking this information and doing it. And that's awesome. So I appreciate that. You know, in fact, I want to talk about that today because, you know, it's been on my mind for a little while, because there'll be different conversations I have with you guys. And I love it because the question you guys have really, it's great. It's great feedback for me, for one. It gives me great feedback because many of you guys wonder, what the heck do I do, right? But secondly, you start to wonder, well, Chris, like, what could you do for me, or what is possible in my situation? And so I want to talk about that a little bit because, you know, first and foremost, just to let you know what I do in case you're not sure, because you might love these podcasts, but you may still wonder what the heck I do. When it comes to the active things that I do each week, besides recording these podcasts, I have a lot of other passive things I have coming in, or residual streams of income and things like that. But the actual active things that I do each week really come down to two things. I mean, one, I talk about that whole infinite banking concept and creating that supercharged savings account, doing it even bigger and better than what infinite banking has taught in the past. That's one aspect I do. But a lot of you guys have been reaching out to me because you want someone that's more like an anti-financial advisor, right? You want someone who's more of a consultant. And my main thing is strategy and connections. So strategy and connections, you know. So for example, I mean, many people say, all right, here's my situation. What can I do? What can I create? And I'll say, all right, well, based on your situation, I can see that we could probably create at least this much. And I usually try to under-promise, you know, so I'll usually go on the low end. You know, I've had several people even recently, I said, yeah, we could probably improve your cash flow this year by about $1,000 or $1,500 a month. I've had some where I'm like, oh my goodness, we could do over $60,000 to $80,000 a month, you know, this year alone. And that's, of course, creating this whole income snowball where it creates more and more, because if you take that cash flow and reinvest it, and again, create cash flow with that. Now it's created almost this compound effect of income, right? And a lot of times it's not just passive income, but it's sometimes just from freeing up cash flow. It might be ways we restructure loans. It could be tax savings. I had somebody where I said, oh my goodness, yeah, we can get an extra $500 a month plus just from adjusting how we deal with your taxes. And in fact, I've had a few of you in the last week or two that we've talked to that said, we can save at least $5,000 or $10,000 a year or more in taxes. So, you know, all those kind of things that we look at to try to either one, improve your cash flow situation, or two, and create and improve your passive income. And so it's all about strategy and maximizing the resources you have. And then, of course, from there, connecting you with the right people, especially if it's on the income side of things. I do not offer any investments myself. I do not even tell you to invest in certain investments. Just like on the show, I don't tell you to go invest with anybody that's been on my show. If I have them on, it's usually because I think they're pretty interesting, you know, and that kind of thing. And so it's a matter of strategizing, figuring out what's the best thing to do to create the maximum cash flow possible in a situation. So anyways, that's the summary of kind of what I do, right? But I'll tell you, like, I get different responses, and some people get this right off the bat, and then others, it's a struggle. And so I want to kind of talk about this whole do-it-yourself DIY dilemma that a lot of people will fall into. And honestly, I'm actually okay if somebody wants to do it themselves. I am definitely not going to push it. And in fact, it reminds me, because I had a conversation this morning, kind of a second conversation with a guy who's really, he's debating between me or doing this other service that helps more with like paper assets, things like stock trading and things of that nature, which are two very different things. Because I'm not a huge fan, even though I taught people how to trade stocks and options, I'm not a huge fan of doing those kind of paper assets, mainly for two reasons. One, it's kind of gambling. Two, it's not usually focused on cash flow, actually creating income. It's all about growth and building the account, but you really don't have much of a lifestyle. And then three is that it's just not what I want to do. Like, there's not a whole lot of tax benefits. It doesn't excite me that much anymore like it used to. And that's because I found better stuff. Like, I love real estate investing. I love things in the angles of business and what you can create within businesses. I love what you can do with different funds or alternative investments that actually, in my opinion, make more sense. And a lot of them will even have tax advantages associated to them. Some can be for growth, you know, and creating growth over a period of time, while others are better for cash flow right now. And that's the kind of thing we have to decide between. And so he was kind of saying, Chris, you know what? You know, I'm already doing some of these investments here and here, and sounds like you agree with me. So, you know, why should I hire you? And it was a really good question. I said, well, what do you want? Because I said, when we last talked, you said you wanted cash flow, right? He's like, yeah, I do want cash flow. I said, well, everything you're investing in right now isn't cash flow. It's all focused on growth. It's about compounding and trying to grow interest in your accounts. And it could fluctuate. It could grow. It may not grow. It might shrink depending on the performance of it. You know, but ideally they grow. And he even admitted, he's like, hey, I even had some losses with bad investments I made. And I said, well, there you go. Like, I'm here to offer perspective. I'm here to help you figure out what to put, you know, put money into. I won't tell you, you should put it here, but I can definitely give you the consequences and the rewards and what would make sense given your objective, you know, and you get zero tax benefits from what you're trying to invest in. He said, that's true. Like, I get nothing. You know, it would be nice to not have to get taxed on this money. I said, yeah, because you want to keep more of it, right? And so anyways, I mean, that's the kind of thing that came up. And it's a great legitimate question, because he's really asking, hey, based on what I'm already doing right now, I'm doing better than the average person in 401ks and mutual funds. So what makes this different? And it brought to light, and it reminded me of several of the conversations I've had over this last week with some of you, is that the real difference is that you want someone who can see outside of where you're at. You need an outside perspective, a different mindset or shift. You know, he even asked, he said, hey, Chris, like, you know, you even mentioned I might have equity in my house. What if I don't want to touch it? Well, then don't touch it. You know, I even told him, I said, based on your current perspective and your current strategies that you're using, I wouldn't cash out of your mortgage either. Because some of the things you're doing are kind of gambling. You know, you're really putting into assets that you have zero control over. And yeah, they can make good returns, but you don't know if they will. I said, if I were to do that, you know, I would focus more on investments that might have more certainty. You know, things that actually, you know, you're buying assets and assets you can control. Maybe you buy a real estate. You know, very often I'll have people say, okay, we got money in these accounts over here. We got equity in our house. where should we put the equity in your house? I said, well, if I were to choose one thing or the other, if you're going to do it, buy more properties, buy more houses with that house equity. You know, go and use that money to buy other assets just like it, and at least know you have an asset, a real asset you have claim on, versus, you know, a company you might invest in that may or may not perform, or you might even lose everything if you're not careful, you know? And so again, I was trying to bring that perspective, and they kind of, I could hear some light bulbs go on saying, he's like, okay, that's a good answer. I like that, because it made him nervous. And that's the thing, guys, is that, you know, I've had certain perspectives I've come from, and it's pretty unique. You know, my perspective, at least for me, and I can't speak for everybody that's out there, you know, that could be helping you as well right now. You know, there's different advisors out there, right? I'm an anti-financial advisor because I started out being the financial advisor, did that for 4 years, looked at the writing on the wall, saw the evidence, and realized that people were not retiring. It wasn't working. And the more I've run the numbers, the more I know that it can never work. Saving in mutual funds, 401ks and IRAs, you will never be able to save enough to retire unless somehow you start living in the cardboard box off the land or something. Like, you really cannot save enough in those things and earn enough to make up the difference unless you go for a long time for working and you retire out in your 70s or 80s. That is possible. You could maybe do it then because you have less life to live, right? But with people living longer and people wanting to retire younger because they actually want a life, that's not really the option. And so to come out and say, hey, I've been through that. I've also not only been through the ups and downs, I'm one of the few guys that have been able to retire once and then come out of retirement and then get back into the rat race again because of the recession and then fell back in the rat race and without filing for bankruptcy was able to dig out of a $1 million debt hole and be able to retire again about 3 years ago. You know, or get to that point where I was financially independent. When I say retire, it doesn't mean I quit. It just means that I have enough streams of income to pay for my bills. Everything I do above and beyond that's gravy, right? And that's kind of the unique perspective I come from. And so, yeah, I see things. I mean, when people ask about the home equity thing, especially after that episode I did, there were several questions on that. And I'll tell them, it's like, listen, like I learned from the last recession. I did the things that Dave Ramsey taught me to do. I put money in my house. It got trapped and I lost it. I lost it, especially when the market went down. So people are saying, what if the market goes down? Like, well, good. At least you kept your money. At least your money's not trapped in that house that just depreciated. And I'm not saying that everybody's house is going to depreciate, but you never know. The next recession is coming. What are you doing to be prepared? What have you learned from the last one? Did you learn anything from the last one? What did I learn from the last one? What kind of perspective can you get from that? And how can we say, hey, how do we make sure the plan always works no matter what happens in your life? Because the thing is, many people will bank on a plan that works if and only if there's the perfect scenario happening. But there's nothing that's flexible enough to get them to roll or adjust to like a plan B or a plan C if things change. Like, even if life changes, even if the economy doesn't change, what if your life circumstances change? Do you have enough flexibility in your plan to be able to change it? And that's the thing I look at, I kind of take for granted, is that from my perspective, it's just my perspective now. It's just what I do, and it's what's worked for me and many other people. But, you know, the thing is that you want a plan that actually works no matter what happens in life. No matter what happens with markets, you want something to know that you have a plan that can be adjusted and tweaked, and you're not just riding it all and essentially kind of betting on black like you would if you put your money in mutual funds. If that market goes down, what are you going to do now? You know, if you try to jump out of the market to go into other things, at the market low, well, now you probably just shot yourself in the foot because now you just get bought, you know, you just sold low after you bought high, you know, and those kind of things. And so the problem is that if you don't have that perspective in place, if you don't know, if you just keep thinking the way you've been thinking the whole time, you're going to keep doing what you've been doing, pure, plain and simple. You know, if you don't have a change of perspective or a different perspective, an outside perspective to bring light, shed light on a certain situation, it makes it really difficult to make any kind of plan. And that's my point, is that, you know, all of us need this. And I'll tell you, even me, I need extra perspectives too. This is why I often will be around other types of investors, even investors that invest in things I don't want to invest in. There's different perspectives I get. My wife, I'll tell you, you know, my wife doesn't understand all these types of investing that I do. She understands real estate, but she doesn't like know all these different ins and outs and, you know, these different types of, you know, even like IRA and 401k rules and rules of money in general, a lot of these things, but she'll shed light on things for me. I remember it was actually when we were getting ready to be married. This is about we just got married 3 years ago. So it was about 3 years ago. She wanted me to show her the money, right? She wanted me to show her where I was. And I was just rebuilding cash flow, starting building passive income streams in again. And, and obviously I still had loans that I didn't pay off, right? Some of them were very low on the priority scale to pay off. And then there was other ones too that I was old ones I was just starting to pay off, things like that from back in the recession. And she saw it. She flipped. She was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe you have this much debt. Now understand, she's never had debt other than really, maybe a car loan, but it's been mortgages, right? So she sees all these different types of loans, like the number of them, even though some of them were small. She's like, oh my gosh, I can't believe you have so many. You still have a student loan? Like, yeah, because it's dirt cheap. I don't anymore. I paid it off since then. But she kind of freaked out. And then she looked at it too. She's like, I see one problem from knowing you for a little while. I noticed that whenever you get money, you tend to go and immediately either go and pay off debt or you go and try to invest it to create more cash flow. She's like, but what about keeping reserves? And I thought like, man, and she of course slapped me in the face with it. She's like, isn't that what you teach your clients too? I was like, oh, dang. She used my own advice against me. Dang it. But she was right. She's like, yeah, you need to build more reserves. And I said, you're right. Cause I know what that rubber band effect feels like when, you use all that money to do something either to, free up debt, pay off debt that frees up cash flow, or two, you build up asset to then go and invest and create cash flow from that, right? I was like, yeah, that's a good point. I guess I haven't, and there was times like I'd build it up for a little while, but then I'd, liquidate it and use it for building my business and creating more residual streams there or something, right? She's like, what about just letting it be there? And that's where I started like refocusing again. And of course, I already went through a divorce. I liquidated assets. So I was rebuilding. That's where I went and bought a life insurance policy, another one, like a whole life one, and dumped some cash in and started building up some reserves there and started having money in savings accounts. And we started doing online savings accounts. And for her, for her peace of mind, she's like, I want at least 100 grand just sitting in savings, which for me was like, are you kidding me? 100 grand to sit around and do nothing? So that's where we had to compromise. Like, oh, at least I can put it in the life insurance, make extra money there, tax-free. We got the online savings. We can earn a better return. And we got the local bank. We'll just keep a little bit of money in for that. And you know what? Ever since then, it's been awesome. Because what it allowed me to do is actually create more freedom for me. It allowed me to realize like, wow, like, hey, if there is an adjustment in our plans or things like that, or something comes up, or what if there's that once a lifetime opportunity that, maybe it's worth sacrificing a little bit of those emergency reserves to make it form of an opportunity fund, right? Oof, I need to have that money, And so to have that there, to have that peace of mind to know, hey, I don't have to worry about it. And understand too, even though as I was building and developing and really starting to create more cash flow in my situation up till that point, there was always that nagging thing in the back of my mind of what if? What if this happens? What if that happens, right? Those what ifs, by the way, those fears, those are the very things that prevent you from creating more prosperity. I understand that many times that the things you're doing is just like this guy. I know that he had fears with his investments. I know that there's fears of, okay, it's working great now, but what if it doesn't? There's a lot of uncertainty. When you have uncertainty, just like when you turn off the lights in a room, right? It's pitch black. You're not going to walk nearly as fast as when the lights are flipped on. And when you create some certainty in your planning, it's amazing how fast you can start moving. You can move forward with a lot more, well, a lot less apprehension, right? And again, there's time can be on your side, but it can also be your enemy if you let opportunity and time pass by. And I can tell you, I can assure you, because many of you I've talked with, some of you kind of know what to do. It's not like I'll tell you, I have very intelligent people I work with. You kind of have an idea of what to do, but you're apprehensive because you're just not sure. You're not sure whether you should pull that trigger or not. It makes sense, but there's emotions involved too. And you kind of need that extra perspective to say, you know what? Maybe you're justified in that fear, or you know what? That fear is actually unjustified. Maybe that fear doesn't need to be there because X, Y, and Z. And then it gives you that faith and that certainty to move forward more quickly to create better and newer results than you've had before. It actually creates an acceleration of your results from that. And so it doesn't matter if you're talking about finances and like things I'm doing. It doesn't matter if you're a business owner, you're looking for help with your business with some other business, coach or whatever it might be, or consultant, or it's just even, getting consulting on what you're going to do with your house, you know, with the repairs or whatever it might be, right? All of these things offer different perspectives. And when you can learn from other people, and you can take their expertise and really exchange that in your life, one, it does a few things. One, it allows you to get the best of everybody's gifts, right? Like my gift is really seeing the big picture and figure out how to maximize the resources of a situation to really create that kind of certainty and especially create cash flow. That's my thing. You know, even when I use the life insurance, it still has that perspective twist to it, right? I still come from an investor / business owner perspective and an acceleration type of perspective, not just letting money sit and grow for 5 billion years, you know? That's my perspective. But, you know, like even if I hire somebody to take a look at like our sprinkler system in our house, you know, and we got a huge perspective on that and why we need to have that updated every year, or have somebody looking at our air conditioning unit, right? Or, you know, looking at our roof or windows or whatever it might be, you know, things that we may not be seeing because we just kind of live in our lives. And it's the same thing when in business, when often I'll get business advice from people or I'll get suggestions or even just hearing them talk about their own business. Sometimes that's enough for me to say, huh, how could I take that and apply that to mine? How could I take it to that next level? And that's the beautiful thing about perspective, guys. So anyways, I don't want to beat a dead horse here, but I'll just tell you, it's so refreshing when you can take the best of everybody's gifts. And you know what that does? That allows other people, it really allows you permission to give the best of your gifts to others too. Because believe it or not, you've got things to offer as well. The perspective you guys have offered me, even just by asking the questions you ask, has given me great perspective into knowing what are people thinking right now? What is the thing that will create the most value for you? You know, these shows are actually inspired by you, especially those of you that reach out to me or are clients of mine. I am inspired by the questions you ask. I'm inspired by sometimes just hearing other people talk about certain things. It could be people that don't even realize that whatever they're talking about can spark something in me and say, oh my gosh, that is the perfect idea. And then I'll have some of you come out and say, that podcast was exactly what I needed. And I want to say, well, thanks. It's not just me. Sometimes it's other people. Sometimes, for being blunt, sometimes it's God. Sometimes there's just that inspiration I get that says, I need to teach this. Like it just pops in my head. And those end up being some of my best episodes. This is one of those that I put on my list from a few months back, but then I felt inspired that now is the time to release it. And so guys, like I'm telling you, that's the cool thing is that there's so much out there. There's so much, you know, you can receive, so much better you can do. And it's not that you're not doing a great job. It's just, hey, it's a good, better, best scenario. Maybe you're doing horribly. I don't know. But, you know, I would like to believe that many of you guys are doing a good job with what you're doing. But could it be better? Could it be improved upon? And could that make the difference between, you know, maybe retiring in 20 years versus retiring in 10 or 12? Could be the difference between retiring in 10 years versus 5? You know, could we cut that down in half or even by a few years? Could that give you some of your life back? And guys, that's exactly why I even became a financial advisor in the first place, is I grew up with a dad that said he would work until he's dead. And I remember thinking, if I can figure out these questions, figure out how to give my dad his life back, wouldn't that be worth it? You know, not to mention the things I learned for myself, but if I can just get him to stop whining and complaining about his life and say, here, at least you can have some years back. And you know, he's in his retirement years right now. It's not perfectly beautiful, you know. It was kind of a little bit too late, but you know, he kind of inspired me to take that path and even to go beyond the traditional mainstream advice, because the mainstream advice wasn't going to cut it for him. So anyways, guys, I appreciate all the questions you ask. Keep asking them. If you guys feel like that maybe this is the time now that maybe you need another perspective, reach out to me. Just shoot me an email, chris@moneyripples.com, and let's figure it out. Let's see what's happening. So anyways, guys, so appreciate you. I hope you make it a wonderful and prosperous week. And I'll see you later.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at moneyripples.com. Join us next time on The Chris Miles Money Show.